One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Hey guys, welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath. And if you haven't hit that like button already...
When the hell?
Say that.
You
broke character so quick. That's
you're the one that says hit the like button.
Smash that like button. Why don't you smash it?
Make sure if you made it this far, make sure to comment a blue emoji.
Okay, wait. Let's restart. Yeah.
Aw, we're having so much fun, guys.
Team bonding.
Guys, it has been a long ass week.
Tell me about it, Zane.
I think I could use a drink.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What? Oh my God. Oh. Me too.
I mean, oh.
Damn, pass it. I mean, sorry.
Someone's having FOMO over here in my... Oh, wait. Someone's having FOMO over here.
Oh, my God. Literally, he has so much FOMO because he can't drink.
So much FOMO. No, I'm good. Don't worry about me.
Let's go, man, baby.
Okay. All right. Okay. Welcome back to another Basically Unfiltered episode. Obviously, we are dressed... like one another, like we promised last episode. Which camera do you look at, Remy?
That one. To
okay.
The right, yeah.
Yeah.
No, the weird thing is when we look in the camera reflections, like that looks like Zane.
Yeah, guys, we have like a little screen. It's crazy how much we look like each other.
It's really weird.
I really tried to nail the Heath. Not stance, because I'm sitting.
No, you're doing a great job.
Pose is
just. In
so
one
good.
Place the entire
you don't
time.
Move.
Like you say diplomatic thoughts and then you leave.
Like
yeah.
Covering your face is crazy.
Wait, so true.
That's scary.
If you guys are not watching the YouTube version, please do. We just spent hours glamming and you really got to see it. We're wearing each other's clothes.
Yeah. Well, me and Leisha are obviously used to it. So bringing the boys into our world was a mission. But... we pushed through, right?
That's right. They did a really good job. Seriously, like I'm proud of each and every one of us.
And what is it that Remy always says? God only gives...
God gives the hardest struggles to his bravest soldiers.
I think it's something like that.
It is.
Did you just throw up?
The worst podcast in the world. So...
Anyway,
I also love how we like obviously there's water in there because you would never chug it like
oh, no,
that.
Wait, there's tequila in there.
No, there's wait. No way she would.
Wait. You think I put water in there?
Yeah, there's no way you drink tequila. I mean,
is that real?
Yeah.
Wait,
you think I don't drink tequila?
I know you do.
Wait, I keep forgetting you're Heath. I keep acting to her like she's Alicia.
Okay, here's the thing. This could have been an amazing idea or a horrible one, but we're having fun.
We're finding it out.
We're going to find out along with you guys.
Yeah, there was no practice. We were just like, let's just turn into each other and see what happens. But
yeah, like YouTube's dry right now. Like, yeah. Let's add some
yeah.
little spice.
Some like 2015 flair.
This yeah. feels like an old YouTube collab.
Very Alicia of you.
Alicia did used to, she had a character on her channel where she would dress up as a guy.
Wait, Zane, you know a lot.
move your mouth while I'm talking. And so she would do this video, and she had this character for her back to school series uh-huh. where she was Ali Sean.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
No way.
What? Oh.
Damn. What was that like, Alicia?
Heath, you look too.
You look so pretty. Like, beautiful.
Obviously,
you look gorgeous.
Obviously, I'm the prettiest one here.
Heath, honestly, I smell.
You know, that's what I do.
Honestly, Heath, Alicia.
I look like the best out of everybody.
You do. Heath, I only.
Sorry,
need...
sorry. That sounds so bad. Heath, she told me to go with cocky sense of humor for Alicia and say that I'm the prettiest. Yeah. And that
do
it would
not
get
love
her.
It? Alicia
and it
loves
literally
it.
Made her laugh the hardest.
I told you she loves it. I said she loves her to. As she says, I'm pretty basic. I have a quote unquote conceited sense of humor. So uh-huh. I said, just play it up. She'll love it.
Pretty basic.
Wow. So how do we feel as each other?
I like man spreading.
It's taking me a little bit to conform into Remy. I'm trying to be as small as possible in this couch. She also does not drink, so I'm trying to be like as sober as I
as
can
me.
As you. Yeah, because yeah, you know yeah. you haven't drank for so
not
long,
since last
right?
Coachella.
When you're sobriety,
no,
right? I congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. So
and
much.
You have FOMO, right?
I don't. I don't at all, actually.
Even after seeing me on the stretcher?
I think that was the cherry on top for me of realizing, wow, I'm so glad I'm never doing that again.
Okay.
Remy, the night of the hospital, what was like the most memorable experience you had?
Well, you know, Alicia's my best friend, right? So.
Is this a bad episode?
No, I think
this
it's
is brutal.
Is it bad?
No, I'm genuinely getting confused on who's fucking right now. It's I can't look
I'm
at people.
I'm crying.
I can't look
I
at
am.
People.
I'm literally crying.
Okay.
Oh.
The intro, like the game.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
Oh, you guys planned this.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So we're. Obviously, like, we're here today and we're like, we thought we'd like be each other,
that's
but like, obviously, like, not
that's
not be each other, like dress right. dress as each other, but like,
right.
don't like this.
We thought we'd answer questions about each other.
How do you guys but, like even record with me? that's crazy.
And so we're
like, get to the game.
We'll ask like, questions. Like that's what I'm saying, Alicia.
Oh my god, just let me do it. Oh my god, are we ready? Let's take a breather. What are we actually doing? What's the questions though? We're answering each other?
This is crazy!
Are we answering
Did I do
each
okay?
other?
Yes. Look it. I mean, you're doing exactly this.
The question, we're answering each other, right? The questions?
Yes.
So we have a set of questions and they are catered towards the person, but we are going to be answering the questions as if we are the person. So for instance, you have questions set up. So what would Zane blah, 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 right? And you're going to answer as if you were Zane giving the answer.
Very good. Let me take over. So we're going to play that game and let's start.
I'll go first because I'm the best.
Alphabetical order.
Okay.
Oh my God, my makeup is literally running.
Question for me. What's the most embarrassing thing you've done to ever get someone's attention? should I tell the one? Should I tell the one?
No, I think it's boring. It's boring.
We already told.
No, it's like, but it's good. Though.
Oh,
we
already told it on PB. We told it on. Okay, yeah. So this one we've already told on PB. But for all of our longtime listeners, you're
but
gonna
we
hear
do have new listeners here.
That's
so
right.
We should definitely bring it here.
So there was this guy that I really liked, and well, hopefully he doesn't see this.
we'll block his name.
So he,
damn Zane, sorry, Alicia, so, go ahead.
So Robert was like really into like motorcycles, right? And I obviously don't know how to drive a motorcycle. And so basically I had all six of my assistants that work on my team that I don't pay.
Oh my God. I think
Rebecca's my favorite that you don't pay.
Wednesday.
Me not even triggered because I pay good. Keep going, Alicia.
So I had all six of them fake an AI picture that looks like I'm on a motorcycle going 60 miles an hour.
No.
And I posted it to my close friends, but only for him to see.
Oh my God, love that.
And girls do that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He didn't even see it.
Let her finish.
So there's that.
Oh my God, T.
I love that for me.
Awesome. Okay. Who's up next?
Alphabetical Heath. Or what's your name?
What's your name?
All right. Okay. Next question is for Heath.
Thank you. Okay. Hold on. Let me get it up.
Let's go, baby. Talk about that time at Denny's house.
At Denny's house.
Remember how much we hated Denny? Oh, Denny, right?
Zane, you actually love Denny. You bring it up all the time. Remember, that was your peak.
Okay. Have you ever been on a date that went hilariously wrong? What happened? Shit. So, one time, Mariah and I were dating, you know, and we just kind of started dating at this time. And we were in the jacuzzi. are you okay? Remy, you whore. What? Remy, your nipples out.
What? Your nipple.
Your nipples
oh
out.
Oh my God. That's
stop so looking.
Oh my God. Stop. I have a fiance. Anyways, where are you staying?
So, you know, Mariah and I, we had just started dating and we, I forget where we were, whether we were like at home or vacation or something, but we were in the jacuzzi, you know? Mm-hmm. And, the next thing I know, I'm like, oh my God, I think this girl is like pretending she's choking or something to get my attention. So I was like, oh my God, let me like come in and like, haha, that's, you know, like, we gotta get it. You want like a strong man? Like, that's me.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
And the next thing I know, she's really choking. Like, she's actually choking.
She was.
So, yeah, no, she was. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, she's not joking. So.
guys, if you made it this far, put the choking emoji. Sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. So then I realized, oh my God, I need to save her. So I went into like superhero mode and I was like,
yeah, you did.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Zane. And I think
my baby was going to save him.
Yeah, he was.
You guys are literally adorable.
Anyway, I saved her life. And I think that's when she fell in love for the first time.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
Next question.
I think I'm going to drink this episode too.
Oh, I already thought you started.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Hit it, Remy. I mean, hit it, Rem.
What's the most awkward thing that's happened to you in a romantic setting? Pretty basic listeners, you know what I'm talking about. This might be new to the Zane and Heath listeners, but I want to talk about a time where I got really crazy in a romantic setting. So we were at a beach.
Oh my God. You're going to tell this one?
Yeah, I am. This was a branded trip. It was a branded trip. Tarte. It was, if you guys, if my girls don't know, shout out to Tarte. We were on the beach and I forgot the story.
What's your favorite food to talk about? Like your favorite food to cook.
Okay.
Or what's your favorite thing for like to like cook cow?
To cook cacao.
Cacao.
What?
Your favorite thing to cook cow.
Cow.
Your fiance.
Yes. Okay. So my favorite thing to cook cow is So the other time I was making food.
Lobster, caviar.
So the other time I was making food.
I was, I decided to try something I found on TikTok, and I found a breaded chicken pizza recipe.
That sounds good.
I saw that TikTok.
And it was really good. We, I made it for him and ate it.
Okay. If you could have a dinner date with any fictional character, who would it be and why? I would have to say Daenerys Targaryen. I think she is smoking hot. And I would have her come over to my house.
Yeah.
We would have some grilled chicken and some rice and some broccoli. Chocolate.
You would say, Zane, you'd be like, hey, sorry.
That started off so good.
And then I would finish off with
you could ride my dress.
And then we'd finish.
Didn't even know her name.
And then I looked it up. I love this show. And then I'd finish with some chocolate lava cake because I love chocolate lava cake and some light love making.
Light.
I'm surprised you remembered that.
Remembered. I think about it all the time. Why do you think I love Game of Thrones so much?
Wait, have you watched the new series?
Obviously.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, I went to New York for the premiere and I did not watch.
Oh, yeah, we went to the premiere.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I brought my baby and we went and watched. What'd you ask me?
Who's like...
Who's my favorite character?
Yeah.
Remy, do you know what the new show is called?
House of the Dragon.
My favorite character has to be Alicent Hightower, obviously.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's it.
Oh.
Don't you think, like, I could be, like, in the show? Like, because, like, I look so hot?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
I fucking love your bangs. It's so Thanks. Cute.
I'm trying them out. Like, I've been wanting bangs for, like, a really long time because, like, I used to have them. And
what are just, bangs?
Like, these. Like this.
What is that?
It's like short in the front.
Oh, you like cut, like you want to, it's
right,
like
that. So they were longer and you could like put them behind your ear and stuff, but like now they're shorter.
Wait.
So they kind of just like
so
come
it's like
down
hair that's like
wait, Zane,
short.
You just learned those are called bangs?
I'm in the middle of learning right now.
Yeah, so these are bangs.
So it's like you intentionally cut it short?
Yeah, it's like a look.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Have you ever accidentally sent a text to the wrong person and what was it?
Oh, that's good.
Rem?
That's
really good. Oh, I do this all the time.
So it's actually to Rem. Do you remember?
We're not talking about that one, right?
No.
Okay. Oh my God, we can't.
Absolutely not. They would kill me. We were literally like hanging out and then like I went to bed.
Yeah. Yes, and I was puking chunks.
Right. That night when I was texting you know who, I meant
he who shall not be named.
I meant to send him a picture in my nightie.
And who was it to?
And then I accidentally sent it to you.
To who?
To Rem.
Oh. Thank God. That could have been really bad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
that's not that bad.
It was.
And I send photos all the time.
I'm not.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You guys, like, take pictures of, like, your shit and send it to me.
Oh, we're going there.
Yeah, we don't do that. But it was, I mean, I'm personally not into girls, but, I mean, that picture almost made me want to be.
But didn't I look so good?
Yeah, I was, like, kind of horned up.
Oh, my. I need more of this.
Damn, Remy.
I, Sometimes Cal doesn't do it for me, but when you sent me that picture, I...
Right. But that's why we have our toys, and we love our toys. Major shout out.
To Adam and Eve, we love you so much. Your toys really keep us going when our men cannot.
If you made it this far, comment down below a vibration emoji.
Mm-hmm. That's my thing. Anyway.
Thank you for sharing, ladies.
A little TMI, but this is the Basically Unfiltered podcast.
Heath, why don't you go next?
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to order something from Amazon while we wait.
Okay. Okay, I got one. What's your best pickup line?
Oh my God, I'm dying to know.
I told Mariah this the other day. She smiled.
Why haven't you told her?
You're the only 10 I see.
And it worked?
And I said, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see. You know,
that's so romantic.
Well, because, you know, maybe we're going to move there. And like, and she loved it.
That's so cute. And you guys are literally so cute. Yeah.
And I know Zane is so upset about that. Aww. You guys going to Tennessee? He talks about it all the time.
I know. I told him to move.
I can't even get into it right now. Daenerys and I will make it out there eventually.
On her dragon.
They're just getting older, Zane, and you need to understand that.
What happens if there's a natural disaster? Like, are you moving the bunker there? And, like, how am I going to get there?
Well, exactly. If you want to be safe, like, I obviously got it all, so you better follow me.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to
get there. You're literally such a hero.
Yeah.
Honestly, so great of you for thinking ahead.
That's what I would like to think. Some people wouldn't agree.
Wow, no, like, that's seriously, like, really, like, that's a really good quality in a man, and that you're so protective and loving and caring.
Thank you, Alicia.
Sorry, just a little compliment, just from my angle. You look, the way you're sitting, you look like you have really big titties. It really looks really good. Sorry, it was, you know, ever since you sent me that photo, I just can't stop looking at you.
Oh, you guys still owe us a trip. Skiing team bonding.
To Aspen, right? Oh, yeah.
You know what? You're so right. Why don't, Alicia, you go get my wallet for me and I can book the trip.
You mean Heath?
That's a great idea.
Well, Alicia's going to get my wallet for me.
I feel like Heath might make sure he gets the right one.
Yes, because me, Remy. Because right.
Alicia Heath, might get Heath, Alicia's.
Heath, why don't you go get your wallet?
Yeah.
So true.
Well, yeah. And me, Remy, I think I'll grab my wallet because I love swiping the card whenever the chance
right.
I get.
That's right, Rem. You do pay for everything.
Are we flying first class? Because I'll book them.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Heath, how's your tattoo removal going?
It's pretty good. Thank you. The last one, it didn't hurt as bad as the first time.
Oh my God.
I feel like you honestly just asked me that to throw it in my face that I'm getting our tattoo,
find it
matching
interesting.
Tattoos removed.
Yeah, that we call each other best friends, and you got our best friend tattoo removed. So are we not best friends anymore?
Wait, but didn't he already cover that one?
So that's what hurt me the most was hearing that you covered your, we already talked about this. You covered yours without even talking to me about it.
Right.
So why can't I cover mine or get it removed?
Well, it's because he still had the tattoo and it was under his skin. And we already talked about that.
I'm not doing this again. I simply just feel betrayed.
You removed your tattoo when his is still on his thigh.
But you can't read it, Remy.
Yes, you can.
No.
Look.
Thanks, Rem.
Show.
Look.
Okay.
I'm with Heath on this one.
Yeah.
I'm with Zane on this
one.
See,
you can't even see it.
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh my god. Where is it?
It's right up here.
Oh my god.
It's right up here.
No.
Anyways.
Remy would never. Should we be normal now? Do we like the question?
I can't.
I think I can't. A couple more questions. Well, you didn't do your question. Are we just done?
Wait, Rem, you should answer one more. Rem,
just not to do that. let me try this. I've never had this before.
Zane, why'd you put that over here?
I do not want to start that.
What? Cal wouldn't care.
Hey. This is maybe weird for me to tell Remy this, but you could put it.
Oh my god, you're engaged.
You got to try it. You could put it, like, you don't hold it. You put it right there. There you go.
Oh, like this? Like this?
Yeah.
Comment the stop sign emoji. All right.
You both are too pretty.
No, I literally can't stop looking at you.
Stop!
His bangs really, really complete. If he didn't have bangs, I don't know. But his bangs really.
If he didn't have
a beard and mustache, I would have probably pounced.
Mustache. Okay.
Probably would have pounced. No, really.
Come here, mama. Come here, sweetie.
Come here, Daisy.
Come here, Daisy.
Remy loves
the kissing dog in the mouth.
Bro.
I do it all the time.
Stop. Aww. It's my dog.
Oh, she loves
you. Know, Auntie Remy loves that.
Maybe now, she really thinks it's you. She might.
Auntie Remy.
Ew. Mama, you love Heath.
Yeah. I want a dachshund so bad. Don't get me wrong.
You
I love
have
Dean.
To get one.
I know.
What are you waiting for?
You know, it's just, we just Dean and everything's so good now.
My God, I cannot believe the videos that you post of his tricks. He's so cute.
Isn't he so cute?
Yeah.
I love him.
And you like weren't a cat person before.
No.
Wow.
I know. Not really. I just always pictured it. I don't know, but he kind of acts like a dog.
Yeah, I see that. I see it.
Yeah, and it's
true. You sound like the white chicks. Like,
what a beautiful chocolate man.
I'm feeling no hat now.
Bald.
Oh my god, I thought you just got a turn. Oh my god. It looks
you look like Post
Malone. Baby, put your hat back on. Put your hat back on.
I'm literally crying.
Oh my Heath, you look like shit.
Rem, your shirt. Rem.
Oh shit.
Rem. Wait, Zane. Okay. I still like, so obviously Zane has been like more open and stuff on this podcast. He's been talking a lot about what he's looking for in a partner.
Yes.
And I just like, and I see all the comments and everything because I read all the comments and I see that you guys like hearing about that too. So Zane, tell me if you've seen anybody lately, what they look like, what you're looking for, if you had a date, if it went well, what didn't go well about it.
One at a time. Zane can't process all those questions at the same time.
Well, what was the first question?
So, have you had any dates recently?
No.
Okay.
What was the next question?
I know you've... I thought you were going on dates. You said that.
Yeah, what about the one girl that you went out with?
You just went on one last week.
Oh, that wasn't a date.
Oh, no. Then what was it?
What was it then?
Just getting coffee.
Tea?
For 15 minutes?
Yeah, quick, in and out. No, I'm just like, I think I'm just like in my party era. You know?
Okay.
Yes, I think you should. Yeah. I think it's smart for you.
Todd and I are just going out every weekend.
Zane, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Todd and I are just like out every weekend, hanging out, you know, just keeping it casual. I'm not, mm-hmm. I'm not like trying to get locked down right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there something that these people don't have? So like all of our girlies know, like, you know, that they can take into future dates. And if there's anybody out there that is looking to date Zane, these are the qualities that you would need to have.
I love a little flavor.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, that was zesty.
Do you not do that? A little flavor.
Ooh, that was fruity. I like that Zane. Zane, don't do that. You just got a transplant.
What is happening? Yeah, that's better. That's better. Pull your hat down.
Oh, girls. You know, someone that is just like the life of the party. Mm. Lots of like confidence. Me. Doesn't have a drinking problem.
Can't have two alcoholics.
I mean, maybe. What are you looking for in a guy?
Rem.
I'm listening.
I'm looking for a guy that is going to just be the one to make the first step. Like, I want to walk into a room with a man who just commands the attention of everybody, and I want to be standing there by his side feeling the confidence without having to feel like I need to put that out into the room. Like, I want him to capture the moment and just take me with him, and I just want to hold on to his arm and just go wherever he goes.
And you know, and you will find that.
Thank you. I hope so. I've been looking for a long time.
I mean, have you been on any dates recently?
Ram, that was rude.
He's like,
the last date I went on.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Was the one with you actually where we did the double date?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there was one after that.
Oh, I might be forgetting one. Heath, which one did I... Which one was it?
I don't know why I would know.
Yeah, how would you know that?
I think Remy might know.
I wouldn't know.
Rem, do you
guys did a double date. That was both of you guys. Why would I know?
Because you're my best friend and I tell you everything you should know.
Yes. You guys went out to eat.
Yeah.
At that restaurant, said restaurant. And then you...
Allegedly.
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 That's a big word. I'm glad you said that right.
And that's the thing about life, you know?
What are we talking about?
Doesn't matter. It didn't go well. I didn't like him and I probably won't text him again, but I'm expecting him to text me and say that he had a good time.
And I hope he does.
There's someone for everybody. Like how I have Cal. You guys don't have anybody yet, but you will find somebody. That one person.
Sorry, I couldn't see your beard. You look like a woman.
Because she is a woman.
Been one for 31 years.
When's your birthday again?
April 5th, 1993.
Perfect.
Oh my God, that's my birthday.
I know, twin.
Was testing you. Leash.
My birthday.
I get it wrong.
Oh, yeah, you.
November.
Idiot. Of course you wouldn't remember.
18th.
Oh my God. Good.
Is that right?
Really good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, really? Wait, really? Shut up, really?
Disgust us.
Yeah. Bless you.
Jeez.
1992.
Wow. Oh my God.
When's your birthday, Remy?
September 4th, 1991.
Suddenly she's the oldest.
1991.
You got that right, very surprisingly.
I can't believe I got 18 right.
Did you just get you guessed one number out of that?
Yes.
Wow.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
I'm so sorry. I'm sweating all in your jacket.
It's okay.
It's from Amazon. Is the cheap one, right, Alicia?
That one's not.
No, this was literally $700.
That looks like Ralph Lauren to me.
It is. How did you know? Oh my God. You are good.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, we.
I love those boots.
Thank you.
I know what those are.
What are they?
Those are Tecovas.
Oh. I'm so shocked you knew that.
How many ostriches did you kill to make those boots?
You know, I don't know.
Just one.
Just one?
Oh.
Just one? Oh, thank God.
I think that one ostrich goes to make a lot of them.
You know what?
And you know what's crazy about the fashion industry? They weren't killed specifically to make those.
Didn't know you were into fashion, Elise.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
I love fashion.
Love that. Love that for you, Slay Queen.
Wait. So? What do you mean?
It about
wasn't
what?
Killed for one pair of boots.
Are you a fucking idiot? I mean, are you being silly right now? One ostrich makes two boots.
Wait, what did you just say?
So they don't slaughter the animal specifically for making the boots.
They just like kill it and wait.
Is it roadkill?
No, it's kind of like basically if there's an elderly ostrich or something like that that dies of natural causes.
Really?
Yeah. So, or if the, you know, animal, you know, has some sort of disability or a disease or something like that. And then also they utilize the entire animal.
Thank you for sharing that.
Have you ever seen how big an ostrich egg is?
No.
It's as big as Cal's penis.
Damn, I think those are pretty damn big eggs.
Woo! And me and Cal, when we have those date nights, which are usually often about 6 nights a week, he takes me out. Oh my God, the dinner is fancy. We drink wine, and then we we'll go home, make a TikTok, usually eating like those peachy ice cream pops from Korea.
Oh, those are so
good.
Oh my God.
That sounds romantic.
You know, I'm saying too much. I drank too much.
I could take a page out of Cal's book, you know? Mm. I think that's why I'm single right now.
Rem, you never do that. That's
usually
name.
That's you.
I think that, you know, with my ex, you know, we were lacking some romance for sure. So maybe Cal could help me, you know.
And you know, I think he could help you a lot because he's really sweet and
we love.
Didn't sound
Cal.
Like your ex. Didn't sound like you.
Cal,
and your
if you're
ex
watching,
really
make sure to come by, say hi, comment below because we love you.
Shout out to Cal. Love ya.
Where did you and Cal meet?
We met in we were on a first date. It was through a dating app.
The one we can't say because of my brand deal.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It was a said dating app. Usually I'm not like really good with dating, like, you know, like dating dates on dating apps. I'm like not like, you know, whatever. I just like decided I wanted to do it. You know, it was like fun, cute, whatever. And then we went on a date. It was really nice. He was very sweet, very cordial. And then, it like heated up quick. We were in the elevator. I remember he took me in the elevator and he couldn't.
Blouse, right?
Yes,
something about the blouse.
Yes, my blouse would not come off.
No,
that's not.
Yeah,
what happened to your shirt again?
In the elevator.
Oh, yes, my blouse, it popped, the button popped.
Right.
Because I was ready to get my.
She knew what she wanted.
He knew what I wanted, and I knew exactly what I needed to give him.
And like, weren't feeling him at first, but you were
and
like,
"Oh no, I wasn't," because I am not into guys like that. No, what? No, honey.
But you're so happy that you met him and that you guys.
Yes.
Ended
yeah.
Up
oh my!
In love.
After a couple glasses of wine, oh my God, he was
bearable.
You know,
he was.
Oh, Rem and Heath. You guys are obviously in long-term relationships. Uh-huh. Maybe you could give us single people over here
Please, I need all the advice I can get.
We know. We know. We're here for you.
Hey.
You know, I
be a little
truly...
kinder to yourself.
I feel like I'm pushing the character.
Zane, that was
sorry
sweet.
If I'm coming off rude.
You're not at all.
Okay.
I made him spiral. He's going to go home spiral.
No, you're doing really well. You're doing
no,
really
you're
well.
No, you're fine. Okay. I was being nice.
Okay.
Zane would have never said that anyway.
I know. I was like, that's out of character.
That's why I was like, okay, you're telling me to stop.
Keep it pushing. No.
Here's my advice. You know, just do life and don't try to change for anyone else. You know, it'll happen when you're least expecting it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean... Mm-hmm. I know that's the case for both of us, so.
And like
it'll
you,
come. Don't worry.
You like weren't looking at the time.
No, I mean, I was open if it happened, but I wasn't. I don't know. I was just focusing on me.
So, do you think that I should like stop trying to date? And
I mean,
you have so much going for you.
Thank you.
You shouldn't stop.
Thank you.
Because oh my man, God, your bangs look so good today.
Thank you.
Guys, it's going to take a while for guys to really see you in that light. But if you just keep trying.
Sorry, my beard
you,
came
you good, bro? You good, bro?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, my God. True. Wait. Let's go around and say our biggest fights that we had with each other.
Oh, that's. Yeah. Are you sure you want me to?
Oh my, no, I don't think you want to hear ours.
Heath and I will go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Yeah. Okay. I forget exactly when this was, right?
Yeah. I think it was anywhere from like 4 to 9 years ago.
I just remember it was kind of slightly after Mariah and I started dating, okay? But we were serious enough to us, but it was still newer, you know what I mean? Mm. And, you know, there were multiple times that someone's asking Zane, you know, his type, and he... Mm. describes Mariah every time, but I didn't think of it at anything, you know, at first.
It's literally disgusting.
And I know, I was like, oh.
Wait, what'd you just say?
You remember?
Yeah.
Anytime we were live or a meet and greet, people would be like, what's your type? Mm. And you always said brunette.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized, I'm like, my best friend is describing my girl. So I confronted him about it because I was like, hey man, that's not cool. Like I know, you know, I read Reddit and
wait, fucking what, weird.
Wait, what happened? Like, what was your reaction?
You know, I was really hurt. You know, I was just being honest and, you know, it hurt my feelings, but.
And it's good that you're being
be open.
Honest.
But, you know, we talked it through.
Good.
And we
isn't
we
that
really
the best
grew.
Like when you and your best friend can like just sit down, talk through something, and just like work it out together?
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Because like there's literally guys, there's no point in staying upset with somebody and just harboring hatred. When it's so simple to just like sit there and talk it out, just be open, tell them how you're feeling, and just let it work itself out.
Because ruining a friendship is never worth it.
Right.
We made it through. We did.
It wasn't anything crazy, but yeah. I felt like I needed a voice.
Mm. Yeah.
Voice
and
that.
We
you guys have been
it.
Friends for 14 Thanks. Years. How long have you been friends again?
When did we graduate again? 2011.
Wow, nice. Like 14.
14 years.
Oh, we've but been you friends. Were always with Gabe.
Gabe.
Gabe. Ah.
Oh, you would love Gabe. He showed me the other day.
I know.
Oh my God.
You know,
at
I
the
was
wedding,
just, I was
awesome.
Just
I think
home.
He's single.
He is single.
Oh my God. Look at that, Alicia.
Oh my God. You should get freaky with him at the wedding.
We'll see.
Are there going to be anybody for me at the wedding?
So hard. Yes, give me anybody for
yeah,
for Zane.
I'm looking for someone.
Yeah, no, I'm sure Mariah has a cousin.
Is there any
That's
cousins for
weird, right?
No,
we could be family.
We are planning on being family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Family in my heart.
Yeah, by marriage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
I mean, that'd be kind of fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Oh, what was the biggest fight you guys had?
Me and Alicia, we've never had a big fight, but we have just like kind of minor ones, right?
Well, I think the biggest was the night when we were out and we both were on our period together. And
oh, when we were gushing.
Well, okay, TMI. But
no, you weren't gushing. I was.
No, we were both on our period, and I had a tampon in my purse, and you ran out, and instead of asking me, you took mine, knowing it was my last one.
Oh, that's
and
girl
left
code.
Me without one for 12 hours.
Well, I pack more, I guess, but you also...
you didn't bring one.
But you also leave your purse everywhere. You lose your shit all the time. So yes, okay. I took it out of your bag because I saved your bag.
Okay,
because
there's
you left
nothing
it in
like
the middle
trying
of,
to justify lying.
You left it in the middle of the field. And so yes, field. I took it. You were gone too. You run away all the time. You lose yourself. You run away all the time and we were lost.
And most of the time when we have these fights is I just accept things.
And do you accept my broken back because you like to jump on it every time we're out drinking?
I can't control that.
Mm-hmm. I know you can't. You also can't control your liquor at a concert.
Okay. Well, we're not being rude. We're just we're talking about getting over fights, not starting them.
Should we call an ambulance for you?
Woo!
Okay. So I need to ask the boys a question. Mm-hmm. What is the hype with video games? I don't get it. Why do you like it? What are you playing? And I just, why?
Yeah, I don't like how to play anything.
And then, like, you're literally up there spending time with somebody other than your partner.
Yeah, no. If you want to have fun, make TikToks with me.
Right, play
vlog.
Play with me.
I vlog every day. Is that not fun enough?
So,
I don't play video games.
Really? I think we both do.
Oh, do we?
I think so. I think we love them.
Oh.
What's your favorite one?
Call of Duty, if I got it.
Yeah, but
one.
Like, why? Like, what is, like, what do you like about shooting people?
Killing
just, like,
them.
It feels so good.
Okay, you so know? You feel like you're getting, like, a release.
It, like, yeah. It's like, you know, I imagine, like, I'm in an episode of Game of Thrones. And I just kind of like...
Zane likes the fantasy stuff.
Yeah, I love the fantasy. Yeah. Oh,
wait,
you know
what do you
I like?
Like?
World of
I'm
Warcraft.
I'm more of the like...
Oh, or like God of War. God of War is such a good, like, very like game.
Oh my God, how do you know about that, Rev?
No, because Cal used to play that, but I told him to stop. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, very, Final. Very like House of Dragons, Game of Thrones type.
Zelda.
Like, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Final Fantasy is Zelda, one of my favorites.
So you like feeling like you're getting away from the real world.
I love escaping and imagining I'm with Daenerys and we're just
kind of weird.
Again. You know, video games.
I forget what I was gonna say, but
that you love that pro bass game.
Oh, that fishing one. Oh my
What's
god.
What's pro bass?
The best thing is when the vibrator shakes.
I didn't know you liked that sort of thing.
Wait, what?
Well, you got it. You put the bait on, you throw it out,
weird
and then you feel
editing.
That tug. Oh, you know what you love in Animal Crossing? When you throw the fishing rod in and
I'm
it goes...
I'm just thinking like when I know I caught a fish, but you don't know how big it is.
That anticipation and the ripple of the fish before it comes out of the water.
Wow.
Yeah. That I love that feeling.
That sounds really fun, actually.
That is a good game.
Yeah, it's good, you know.
I like Nintendogs. I also,
really?
Yep.
Zane, that's a
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh, I love Roller Coaster Tycoon. Oh,
that game's literally the best.
Yeah, I can't get can't get enough of that. And that's like kind of, again, I don't really play much.
You want to know a secret Alicia told me one time?
Sure.
She told me that she used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon and she would purposely put
Oh my God, I forgot I told you this.
The signs that, you know how there were signs like don't enter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would she would purposely put the signs.
Yep.
So people all had to funnel into one area. And then, do you know what she would do?
Let me guess.
You tell it, you tell it.
Let me guess.
Let me guess.
Make a pool.
She would drown them all.
Would you do that too, right. Remy?
Yeah. I heard also that people like, well, Zane told me this actually. We would make a roller coaster.
And you would make them fly off?
Yes. You would do the He would do the power mode. The power mode where it would shoot, but the track missing. Uh-huh. And then it would just fly and kill all the people.
And then you'd get bad ratings. You did that?
I would do that, apparently, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's like we are a match made in heaven.
You have a sick, sick little brain.
We should have
a little
roller coaster ride of ourselves.
I think a roller coaster called life sounds pretty good to me.
Ooh. I'm sensing a little bit of chem over there.
Stop!
I don't know if y'all are picking up on it. I comment below.
I smell it from a mile away.
You guys in the comments are too much. Seriously, stop.
Comment a heart emoji if you're seeing it too.
Ooh. So Remy and Alicia.
Sorry, sorry, Alicia. I lost myself there. That is your thing.
Remy and Alicia.
Embarrassing me.
I have a question. What's your favorite kind of hair extensions to get?
Oh yes. My favorite, the ones where you see the tracks. So I personally love those.
Fuck you.
So yeah.
fuck you.
Cal loves those.
He loves yanking on them.
He loves yanking on them. Spelling them.
Yeah,
I think my favorite are the beads.
Oh, I thought you would say the clip-ins.
Wait, you put beads in your hair?
The beads. What are the beads?
You know what, girl, you have them in right now, you stupid.
No, I don't.
It's not like stupid. Stupid. So
wait,
basically,
beads,
it's like
they make like those Taylor Swift bracelets.
No. So basically, like they take instead of like a big strip, like a bunch of hair like that, they take fine little ones. So it's like maybe like 30 hairs, right? So it's super small.
30 hairs and then is not a lot.
No, like it's like this probably like this
Whoa.
One.
I don't have 30 hairs.
Zane, don't be so hard on yourself. You just got a hair trans.
Plant.
So basically,
plant.
Good catch. So basically they take it and put like a little glue bead almost where they like heat, they take like a heat gun and then they put it on the hair. So
Does that hurt?
No, you don't feel it at all.
Oh.
So basically you can wear your hair in like any direction. Like you put it up, put it down. You could do like a half up, half down. And it allows you to not have like the tracks or anything like that. But they're like really expensive.
How much?
Yeah, you should really try that.
How much do you pay for that?
Well, first of all, you have to like pay for the hair.
Yeah.
And then you have to pay for the installation.
You have to buy the hair?
Yes.
That you put on your head?
Yes.
What?
But you have to like get hair that like matches your natural hair. So like if you get out of the shower and you let your hair air dry, right? So it could be like kind of curly wavy. You don't want hair that's naturally straight when it dries because then you're going to have like straight hair within your curly hair.
Whoa.
So basically they can match your hair to like a natural one. And then
you are so informed.
Well, you know, that's what I do.
Topic. I didn't know you knew so much about that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's probably my favorite.
And how much did this cost?
It's about like, I don't want to say it. It's a lot. But it's worth it, girls. It's so worth it.
Remy would so pay that.
It's like $1,000. It's like over $1,000.
Remy would
That sounds like 50 cents to me.
Rem.
that sounds very affordable to me.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that cheap.
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
Okay. All right, Stagecoach. It's giving Stagecoach.
I don't know. This one just felt more like me.
Yeah, you look more relaxed.
Thanks. Yeehaw, baby.
The other one was itching your head, huh?
A little bit, yeah. Almost as much as this beard. Mustache, whatever.
Question for the boys.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have done the cowboy hat from the beginning.
You like
I
it just, better?
I see me in the viewfinder. I look so good.
You look great, baby.
It's a good look.
Thank you, baby.
Ooh, ask him about like cars because they like love cars.
Oh yeah, yeah,
love cars.
Love.
All right,
cars.
So
don't no one talk about Big Red or I'll go crazy.
That's right.
Yeah.
So for us girls, when a car breaks down, it's a very tough. It's a very you know scary. Long scary day for us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's nice to have like a man with you, like fix a car. So to teach us girls how to on your own get your car running after it breaks down. And if like AAA is not answering, for us ladies listening, how are we fixing our car, boys?
Yeah, Zane, I feel like you would really kill this one.
Really? I was going to say that, you know, I...
Oh, I think you're more of like...
Yeah, he's really the more car guy.
That's why I keep you around.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, but, yeah. You know, so,
yeah.
You take it away.
I caught it.
Yeah.
You take it away.
Okay, well, first thing, engine off. Especially if you're going down a hill, brake stop.
Okay.
This is what you do.
Okay.
Put it in nooch.
Write that down.
Okay, so like if you're driving and your brakes go out.
Yeah, you're like, how do I stop?
Oh, okay, okay.
Put it in nooch.
Nooch. Okay.
What's
nooch?
Neutral.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The prindle.
Yeah, prindle.
Prindle, the N on the prindle.
The N.
P-R-N-D-L.
Oh, yeah.
Neutral.
Zane, nooch. You would totally think that.
Yeah.
That's really impressive, Zane. Yeah. You know
it. Hey, you knew that. And how to spell it.
P-R-N-D-L.
Alicia.
Alicia's turned on right now.
Wow.
Keep going, Heath. Keep telling him.
Put it in nooch and then slowly emergency brake.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I thought the question was if your car is broken down.
Oh, I thought it was broken.
No. So
it's not going at all.
Oh, like which? Oh, because
like if the brake.
I mean, I know, like you know,
because you didn't say what was broken. Like,
yeah.
You can't fix a problem.
I know. That was very broad.
So you mean it won't start?
Yeah, it just won't start. So maybe like I maybe pop the hood up. I don't know. What do you boys do? You pop the hood up, check the transmission, maybe the oil, and see
radiator
if it's like working.
Moment.
Yeah, maybe check the gas. Make sure the gas is full. You didn't like run out of gas.
Yeah, make sure you got the window wiper
working. That first.
Yeah.
And make sure your tires. Make sure the tires are
the
all
pressure.
Running good. The pressure.
Make sure they're all circular.
Mm-hmm.
And I would.
Good
say,
job, Zane.
I would say yeah.
Yes,
I would
circular.
Say,
make sure they don't go square on you.
Yes, I would say. Just if AAA's not picking up, keep calling. Just keep calling.
Wow, someone that is something up. That Zane would say.
Someone will pick up eventually.
Very Zane of you.
And that's what he usually, would tell me when my car's broken down on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, just keep calling AAA. And I'm
AAA's like, actually pretty, I don't know why I said that. AAA's pretty good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Just like,
oh
you know,
my
get
God,
yourself
wait,
a drink.
Wait, Zane, wasn't there a time when your key fob died and you thought you couldn't get into your car because the battery of the fob was dead?
Oh, that's that.
Well, Zane was saying it wasn't dead with the car.
It's not my fault that the car stopped working.
To his defense, they don't really tell you that when you get the car. They just kind of hand you the keys.
We're talking about the Tesla, right?
We're talking about the battery.
No. Remember your old car?
My Lamborghini Urus.
Yes, the push button.
Not a Toyota Yaris.
To unlock and lock the car.
Yeah.
And you called for a tow truck?
Yeah, and did they help me?
Well, no, that was because I think Heath called and said, just pull the key out of the fob.
Oh.
And unlock the car.
No.
Yeah. That was it. There was a key inside the fob. Yes.
And again, they don't tell you that.
That is why we keep Heath around.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn something every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's your like? Dream,
I can't
dream
help
car.
If I want to keep tow trucks in business.
And you know what? You can't.
Mm.
I was supporting a small business, helping him out, and you actually stopped me from giving him my business. So, you actually stopped.
And you know what? That's what I love about you, Zane, that you do support small businesses.
Yeah.
What's your favorite car? Like dream cars? Like what's the next cars you guys want?
I mean, anything Porsche for me. You know? Yeah.
Very
Porsche,
good.
Not Porsche.
Really do love Porsches, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I would say maybe.
Why could I see you in
a convertible?
A Kia.
No.
Well, didn't you have a Lamborghini Urus?
I did, but I downgraded.
Wait, yeah, why? That was embarrassing.
Wait,
I would never. Why'd you do that?
That felt a little.
I'm actually not quite sure.
To go from a Lamborghini Urus to a Tesla, to me, is just so embarrassing.
I'm sorry. The ceramic brakes. You got me at that. I get it.
But yeah, why did we downgrade like that? Are we not doing well on?
You know what I think it was.
Their job?
I think after that burglary run-in, I decided no more Lamborghini. I have a Target and it is on my back.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So why not save a little money?
And yeah, but you also, when you moved, you went to something much cheaper. So it wasn't really the car. Like, this doesn't make sense to me.
My house is cheaper now or it was cheaper before?
To me, it just seems like you're not making as much money.
Oh, I'm paying less. Just frugality.
Just because you have more roommates doesn't mean it's cheaper because you're still paying more.
Wow. Frugality, Zane.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Wow.
We should add that to our little Zane dictionary. Good.
Okay, I have a question for the girls here.
Oh yeah.
Why do you always go to the bathroom together?
It's just I don't know. We like because when we go to the bathroom, not only are we using the bathroom, you know, we're doing our business, putting our tampies in, but we're also discussing the night. You know, if like you know, if some girls, you know, we want to gossip, you know, or if we want to.
Mike Remy.
I'm talking in the mic. I'm short. It's hard.
If we want to gossip, if, you know, I need help with something, like if there's an emergency, something, usually it'll be like, Rem, we need to go to the bathroom, right?
Don't exactly. You have to go? And sometimes and like some of us are, you know, puking in the bathroom, you know, and we need to help our girls out. And that's usually why we all go to the bathroom together, you know?
It's safer. Like, you never know if, like, a man is going to be in the stall just, like, waiting. So it's, like, better to be in, like, numbers.
See, it just doesn't make sense to me because, you know, for us, we go in, we leave. We're there maybe a minute max.
Well, we have to, like, do makeup touch-ups.
You don't have to.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you always just have to, like, make sure you're, like, looking your best.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
No. Like, go. Like, I don't
it's
need.
It's just a bathroom. What do you?
I'm going to bring my friend in while I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know.
Do you see these wings? Do you know how long it takes to do that? And you know, just one drip of moisture ruins it. So we have to go to the bathroom and redo our whole makeup.
Oh, that's why it takes so long?
Yeah. You guys literally are not wearing any makeup. Like, what, you're not wearing anything. You guys don't need anything because boys are literally perfect. And us girls, we just need to just poof, 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 poof. Every chance we need.
Yeah, I know, Remy. You got to put a lot on to look decent, huh?
Oh, God, it's so tough. And you boys, just like your skin, everything is just like porcelain.
What you lack in natural beauty, I lack in natural hair. And that's just.
Some of us have some and some of us don't.
Some of us chose books.
You know what? You can't be mad.
Looks.
You can't be mad.
No, I'm not. You see me? I'm not mad. I had the best doctor in L.A. I got a neck lift, and I got some new hair.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Zane, that neck girth.
Mom.
My neck. I got a
neck.
Do you
have anybody? Because I really need some of my necklaces. Just don't fit anymore.
After my neck implant, things just went downhill.
Do you know anybody for me?
Any more questions for the guys?
She loves her nails. She just got longer ones.
Yeah, it's my first time.
just feeling, scratching everything.
It's just a little crooked. It's a little embarrassing, but.
Wow, you didn't go to a good tech?
I couldn't afford a good tech? I was referred by you.
You know what?
And
Rem, I mean, what's that one type of nail that you usually get?
The kitty claw.
What type? What do you usually get?
Oh, usually quick or gel.
A what?
A quick or gel.
Wait. You go and get
quick
gel
or
on your
yes,
nails?
You either quick or gel. So you go up and they ask what nail do you want?
But explain to them what quick is.
Okay, quick.
Well, I'm assuming it's quick.
Quick. So quick is like quick nails, like what she did to me when I didn't ask for it, and then
you mean press on?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SI.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
No, you wouldn't know.
What is quick?
I don't know.
Explain to them.
Quick is the process where you get your nails done quick because it's just use glue.
Yes. Mm. Good.
Press now, on.
Glue is all, glue is, yes, whatever. Press on. How would you know that?
Mariah. She asked me to help.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen Mariah's nails, though. So. Yes, quick
she has
is
great nails.
Remy, that's so fucking rude.
That was sassy.
So fucking rude.
And then what's gel?
Gel is when they take the nail polish, like, you know, the with the top, and then you put it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has like the floppy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you get it?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't get my nails done.
No. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
It's all right. You guys aren't going to get your nails done anyway.
Yeah.
No. Don't even worry.
Yeah, and Zane doesn't even have nails, so he doesn't need to.
He's a biter.
Yeah,
he just chews them right off. Like,
just gnaw off your whole fingers, huh? Is it because you're nervous all the time, or why are you always chewing?
I think I'm just so nervous around you.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Huh? Oh.
That's kind of hot. Sorry, I'm a little drunk. Drank a little too much.
Any more questions, girls, for us? Ow.
Zane, I have an idea. You know, to wrap this episode up, we should say our favorite stories about each other.
Okay.
Easy.
Why don't I tell my favorite story about you?
Okay.
One time, you guys are going to love this. Heath was driving down the road and pulled up next to this car. And wanted to compliment this person, like, oh my God, I love your car. And guess who it was?
Who?
Steve Carell.
No way. No,
no way.
Way.
Oh my God.
Yes, really. That was crazy.
Do you think he was freaking out?
I would imagine he was freaking out.
I mean, who doesn't love The Office? Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What'd you say to him?
Yeah. I said, hey, I love your car, man. Your Porsche. And he turned around, and then I was like, oh my God, it's Steve Carell.
Whoa. Did you like get his number?
No, I wanted to be cool. Like,
oh, just like keep it like looking. Yeah,
yeah, like I just didn't want to bother him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like me and Alicia would never talk to Beyonce. Like we would never get her number. Yeah, like we just know. Like kind of keep her distance.
Like I wanted to give off the energy like, hey, we could be friends.
Huh.
But
yeah,
you know, nothing really happened after that. But yeah, that great memory, Rem.
Thank you so much.
I mean, Zane.
That was Zane. That was literally the best story of Heath.
Thank you so much.
It reminds me of the time. Oh. My turn. Reminds me of the time where,
whoopsie,
a little drunk over there.
Too
huh?
much to drink.
One of my favorite moments was when I took Zane and Heath. Mm. Well, me and Alicia took Zane and Heath to their first K-pop. Concert at, you know, the iconic festival Coachella.
What was their name again?
It's your favorite.
La Seraphim.
Oh.
La Serotonin.
Good job. That was fun.
Literally my favorite K-pop band.
So right.
The whole night was a blur because, like, you know, I was so drunk. I just kept running away from Cal the whole night. Literally, I would not stop.
I thought you were doing the splits.
Oh, I was. I know. Yeah. And
Alicia was running.
Yeah. Remember when I jumped on your back? I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Oh, and I was wearing these ridiculous furry boots that I
thought
was
so
super cute. But, you know,
Like they were
me.
Leg warmer.
Okay, stroke. Okay.
Oh my God. How do you sit like this the whole time? Like my leg's asleep.
You hate it? You've been doing really good.
Thanks. Oh my God.
My knees hurt so bad.
My knees hurt all the time.
I'm great. I'm comfy.
Can we just take a quick second to express how we're actually feeling right now?
I feel like I did a really bad job.
I don't even know what we're doing.
We've been doing this.
Wow. We've been doing this for 2 hours, guys. I'm mentally exhausted.
Can I just rip this off? No, that's. Oh no, I'm like.
I'm gonna take it off so badly. Can I rip
it? Wait. There's remover upstairs.
Okay. It's really itchy, you guys.
Guys, one nail is already out.
Good.
I lost mine when I went to the bathroom. Also, very...
You're a liar. You know, you took it out because you couldn't stand
it. No, I think it's in my pants right now still.
Wait, okay. Out of your whole costumes, what surprised you guys the most today? Whether with like the nails, the lashes. Like annoying?
The nails.
Just like what, yeah. What annoyed you? What surprised you?
The fake eyelashes.
Okay. For me, it was the nails.
Ow.
It's not fun. Be careful. Oh, be careful. Wow. Be careful.
Ow. The lashes? Lashes?
Lashes.
Yeah.
Do you girls get hurt?
Okay. When I ever take them off and I try to make a fist, my hands instantly stop as if I have nails because I'm so used to there being nails. Like you can't make a proper fist.
Oh,
isn't
weird.
That crazy?
What really hurts is when you break it and it's like bleeding underneath. Oh, that's really painful because it'll just snap.
Like
sometimes they'll snap like in here, so it's like bleeding. You have to lose your whole nail.
Ah.
Wait, yeah. I feel like I kind of look like the Mason guy. The yodel-a-lay-a-lay-a-lay.
You do. Wait, but also look like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Like, you actually look like Jack. Yeah, you're
so Wolverine.
Yeah, you do too.
This is the greatest show.
Please tell me you've seen The Greatest Showman.
Yes.
Thank God.
How do girls get into fights with long nails?
They just break them off.
You throw a punch, it'll break.
It's crazy how difficult just normal things are with these nails.
Yeah. It really limits everything. I was saying, yeah.
I just don't understand how you ever get used to this.
You know what I will say? Like some, I've never even gone that long really, but some girls get it even longer. And I wonder, how do you wipe your nether region?
No, you literally. Have you seen the girl on TikTok? She'd always be like talking to the camera and her long ass nails.
And she, how do you wipe?
She had a tutorial. You like wrap the toilet paper around. So it's like super long. Yes! And then it's just like, woo.
Oh, that's nice.
I would invest in a bidet if I was her.
That's true.
I can't take this off.
The eyelashes are really annoying.
You can take them off. Rip them off.
It's gonna feel so good. Start from the inside and work your way out.
Make sure to only grab your lashes.
Yeah.
Like the fake ones.
Isn't that relieving?
Isn't that so good? You can rip your own eyelashes out?
Yeah, if you have both like.
There's nothing like getting
home. Make sure it's all the fake ones.
Ripping off your bra, ripping off your lashes. Go from the inside, it hurts a little bit less.
Got it. Oh, no, I did not.
It was so gentle. I was like.
It's
Yeah,
it's so good, right?
Can't wait to take my bra off.
I know. Nothing like freeing the boobs after a long day. There we go. We got it.
We got to get your eyelashes. Fingernail off.
Just don't do it like.
Alicia, do it for him.
No.
Why are they both coming off?
No, it's fine. You're pulling so hard. No.
They won't come off. They didn't put much glue.
Oh my gosh. You look so hick right now because it looks like just mutton chops because you have the
what is mutton chops
like just the big like so no, these no, are no, chops
no, no, okay
no, 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 like just the having stop. Big deep heavy okay. sideburns it's just mutton chops
I don't like it.
Ooh, I'm taking my wig off too.
Wow.
Oh wow, my head can breathe. Ooh, ew. Ooh. We really committed. Did anybody do some like studying or did anybody get some help about their character beforehand?
No, I thought we were doing a normal episode, but just in the characters.
I thought so too.
We kind of went into this winging it and had no idea where this was going to go.
I was not prepared for this.
I'm not on camera.
My research was basically just from what I see on the podcast, just from sitting
you killed it.
From
your muse.
You were never. Do not spend 1 second later today being like, "Oh, I was too mean." You were fine.
Okay,
that was funny.
Was I too mean?
And then Remy was just like, very cocky, conceited.
No, it's so
humor.
Funny.
I was like, okay,
because it's not. It's not true. But
Heath told me
funny.
To say. He pulled me outside and goes, "Say,
girl."
Oh my god.
Heath said to go.
Wait, what? He told me also, he said
to take a question or if someone said something, then to say the exact same back thing back to them, but just mix it around. So I was like, okay, well, what if I was like, oh, today I went to the grocery store and got an apple. And so he said to go, wait, you got an apple at a grocery store?
And then I said, anytime there's like a game or we do something, I was like, explain everything in so much detail that doesn't make sense that it gets confusing.
Amazing, Zane. Very good. Let's redo that.
I did text Mariah ahead of time. Because I was like, okay, like, what would Heath answer for some of these things? And she gave me such good ones, and I feel like I did such a bad job.
Wait.
But now I know this information. Uh-huh. Even so if I have to save it for a future pod.
Got it.
Even if I did research, I would have forgotten everything.
That was tough. Maybe, honestly, I had a blast.
I had fun. That was funny.
And we hope you had a blast.
Unsubscribe.
Well, on that note,
I think they should come up with other ideas. Clearly, we're down bitches and we're down to do shit for you guys. And we love you. And we're not here for some average content.
Alicia, turn her on. She is good.
Oh.
We need the Handmaid's Tale.
We love you guys.
We love you. Thank you so much.
It's my better side. Watch me want to switch chairs after. Do you like that side better?
I like this side.
Wow. Guys, this is why we do this type of stuff, because look at this. We have a brand new show.
All right.
Bye.
Peace and blessings, y'all. Oh, I looked at the wrong camera again. God.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to 2 free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.